Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Perek Chafei, the 25th chapter of Divrei Hayamim Aleph. This Perek is also a list. Remember, at the end of David HaMelech's life, David HaMelech is putting together the groups of Mishmaros, of different divisions of Levim and Kohanim, who are going to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. In this group, we're going to be hearing, or this Perek, we're going to be hearing about the group, or the groups of singing Levim. We've now heard in Perek Chav Dalet about the Levim in general who serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and there are 24 groups. We heard in Perek Chav Dalet about the 24 groups or Mishmaros of Kohanim. Now we hear about a third set of 24, and those are the singing Levim. Our Perek is 31 Pesukim long, and all the parallel parashios are actually to be found in Divrei Hayamim Aleph itself. We've already learnt all of them. Perek Vav, Perek Tes, and Perek Tes Vav and Tes Zayin are the prakim in which it describes the counting of the singing Levim. Most notably in the 15th and 16th chapter, where we hear about the ascending of the Aron to Yerushalayim and the singing that accompanies it. Let's start at the very beginning. Our Perek is divided into two basic sections. The first section is Aleph to Ches, and the last section is there onwards from Pasuk Tes to Lamed Aleph. So the first section describes these three families who are going to make up the three families who are in charge of all the singing. And their names are Asaf, Haman, and Yedusun. Yedusun, actually, according to most of the Mefarshim, is attributed to be Eitan, because sometimes you'll hear Eitan HaEzrachi, or Eitan just by himself, and that is referred to in the Arab Perek as Yedusun, he is. So we're told that these three individuals, Hanib'im, we'll see what that word means. It sounds like the word nevuah. They play music, b'chinaros, with lyres, nevalim, with harps, and b'mitzaltayim, with cymbals. And we hear about the division of their children. So we hear about the children of Asaf, the children of Yedusun, the children of Haman. And we are told, interdispersed into their descriptions, we hear a few facts about them. We hear in Pasuk Hey that Haman Chozeh HaMelech, B'divrei Elokim L'harim Keren. He was a seer. He was this prophet to the king in matters of the king, and Hashem gave to him 14 sons and 13 daughters. And the description of all the different actions and how they play their instruments in front of David HaMelech in the house of Hashem. These are these three people. We hear also about at the end of the Perek that the total amount of them and their children is 288 in count. And there's a goral which is thrown for each mishmeres, lumas, kakoton, kagadol, mevin, im talmid, that despite there being younger or older students or teachers, all are part of this goral. Let's try to unpack this perek. If you look at the actual numbers, we hear that there are four divisions, machlakot, given to Asaf, six divisions to Yedusun or Eitan, and 14 divisions given to Haman. If you add those up, that's the 24 Mishmaros, which is the Mishmaros of the Levim. This is obviously a much smaller group of only 288 as opposed to the thousands described in the previous parakim of the regular Levim and the Kohanim. What is interesting is just a basic question is, these Levim, as the Mitzvahs points out, are actually separated from the rest of the Levim. The rest of the Levim have regular tasks. They're in charge of the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, the security of the Beis HaMikdash, judgment, all those things we saw. This group over here is a smaller subset of the song in the Beis HaMikdash. What was their exact job? So the Balaam explains that every time they brought a korban, let's say the korban tamid shel shachar, the morning sacrifice, they would have a duchan, which would be a platform set up next to where the korban was being sacrificed. And on that platform, there would be at least 12 of the singing levim, 2 on harps, 9 on lyres, and 1 on a cymbal. And if you do 12 times 24, you get 288. So at the initial setup of the family, we're dealing with 288 people divided into 24 mishmaros, each of 12, and those 12 people on that week that they would be serving would be producing the songs that would accompany each korban. If you want to know what the songs actually were, the end of Maseches Tamid in the Mishnah describes the different songs which are sung over each different korban, and what was repeated in what stage and what order as well. Now, interestingly enough, these three people, Asaf, Yedusun, and Haman, are called Nib'im, or Nevi'im, which means, generally speaking, a prophecy. Why are they called prophets? So the Malbim explains because song is like a prophecy. Songs often touch on very lofty ideas, And even today, lahavdil, when you have artists, real artists, not people who just want to put expletives in loud music, but real artists who actually are trying to explore ideas, a lot of that, the most sublime expressions of that are in song itself. The Ralbag explains that it could mean that just the word comes from niv, which means speech, so it could be that their experience, their mode of expression was through instruments. And we all know people whose real mode of expression really is musically rather than verbally. That could be what it means as well. But the Ralbag does say that if you look in Sefer Tehillim, you will see that many Tehillim are attributed to Asaf, Heman, and Yedusun, and Eitan. So that being the case, it is in fact their prophecy or their songs were prophetic and were incorporated into the Ksuvim, which is obviously something which has a degree of divine inspiration to it. Why was Haiman called the Chose HaMelech, the seer, or this prophet to the king in Pasuk Hey? So the Malbim explains that at a particular time when David HaMelech was fighting a battle, Haiman gave him a prophecy about the battle being successful, and he was remembered for posterity in that way. The Radak says that it wasn't about so much about the prophecy for David, but it was the fact that he was blessed with many children because of his prayers, and that's why more than his counterparts, Asaf and Yedusun, who had 4 and 6 machlakot of the division of the weeks, he had 14. So this is he's being singled out in the sense that he prayed extra hard and was zocher to this as well. What is the goral for at the end of the section? So Rashi explains that no matter how big or no matter how small they were, no matter how learned or how uninitiated they were at this point in time, they were all divided into 24 mishmaros, and they were attached, they were appended to the mishmaros hakohuna. So each of the groups, group one would be attached to Yehoyariv, which was the first of the kohanim's mishmaros. So that it doesn't make a difference about level of learning or level of experience, they were just automatically appended to each of the groups of the kohanim. And now we hear the last part of the perek is actually just their names. So we hear about all the names. So the goral for the 24 mishmaros of Psukim test to Lamed Aleph. And in this section, we hear about all their names, right? The first goral goes to Yosef. The next one goes to Gedaliahu. The next one goes to Zakur. And we hear about all of them and how many children each of them have and how many much of their family are included in each of their sets of the mishmar. If you want to look at the actual pattern, Asaf gets, remember, Asaf has 4. He gets 1, 3, 5, and 7 of the Mishmaros. Yedusun gets 2, 4, 8, 10, 12, and 14. So he has 6. We're basically on the even numbers, skipping 6. And Haman gets 6, then 9, 11, 13, 15. Those are the odds carrying on from Asaf's. And then 16 onwards to 24 is his. So there seems to be some sort of pattern that the Goral is expressing over here. Few points to ponder on this is that David HaMelech had already set up the different Levium who sang earlier on. So when it talks about bringing the Aron to Yerushalayim in Psukim, Tezvav, and Tezayin, we see that David HaMelech already has these individuals and their families singing as Aron's brought up. It seems that David HaMelech now formalizes this into a more, we'll call it, longer-lasting setup, which is going to overflow into the kingdom of Shlomo. It could also be, if we want to push it backwards in history, that this group was originally from the times of Shmuel HaNavi. When Shmuel HaNavi was the prophet, you know that the great altar, the Bama or HaGadolah, was in Givon. That's when the Mishkan was destroyed. And we hear about where he talks about La'akas Nevi'im. He talks about a group of prophets who are playing music at the times of where Shaul HaMelech comes to meet him. So it could be that already he had already started this whole process and David HaMelech just expanded this. In fact, we know that Shmuel HaNavi is the grandfather of Haman himself. So it makes a lot of sense that this was already in the development stage early on before even David HaMelech as well. If we push ourselves further into the future, it's also worthwhile noting that at the times of Shivas Tzion, the return to Zion, we know that the number of musical Levium who came back is actually double the amount of in ratio to the other Levium. But most of them actually come from the family of Asaf. And they are redistributed into the 24 Mishmaros, like the regular Levim are redistributed, and the Kohanim, because not all of them, not the same ratios of each of the three families came up, but they essentially returned to the structure of David HaMelech in the second Beis HaMikdash and continued this tradition. It's also worthwhile noting that the last 8 children of Haman are names which we don't hear about elsewhere in Tanakh. Okay, Machazios, right? We hear about Ramamti Ozer. We hear about names which we don't hear about elsewhere in Tanakh. Many spend time trying to understand what they mean. Are they symbolistic? But most of the Mefarshei Pshat simply say, no, these are, in fact, their real names. And that's just the names that he chose. And they obviously are related to a more artistic soul, as Haman was. And he brought these very beautiful names into the Klal Yisrael. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.